From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We have your news, some information, and your home for astronomical facts. Today, the Earth is at perihelion, or so they tell me. I'm Allison Stewart.
You take their word for it. I'm Mike Pesca. It's January 2nd, 2008, a date I like because when you get the news today, it's like all the news that happened in the year. But you like it for otherworldly reasons?
Yeah, I do, because around sunset tonight, the U.S. time, I should say, the Earth will be as close to the sun as it will be for all of 2008. Its Earth will be at perihelion, so you can impress your friends. It's from the Greek word peri, which we know means near, like perimenopause or something like that, and helios, meaning sun.
Yes. Tomorrow, the moon will be at the apogee. Apo, meaning furthest, and G, or geo, meaning Earth. See? Moon farthest from the Earth tomorrow.
Oh, now, I'm a Cancer, and I'm a moon child, so that mean I'll feel detached and far away tomorrow?
Well, it all depends if you have the right mood music.
Okay. You see me looking mopey in the corner tomorrow.
Maybe
everybody will know why.
Maybe if you watch an Ingmar Bergman film.
Yes.
Perhaps. Yeah, that
the
can affect you.
Iowa caucus is likely to be unaffected by all of this tomorrow. We're going to talk with a young man who will be caucusing for the first time. He's 20. And, oh, yeah, you know what? He is the mayor of Roland, Iowa.
Wow. Someone in Mexico is killing pop stars. 13 have died under mysterious circumstances over the past year. Are they connected? What's behind the killings? You'll get into that a little later on.
You watched some football yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I stayed up pretty late to watch a game that was, not that close after the first 8 minutes.
Which one was that? I didn't watch. Bill wasn't home, so I didn't have to watch football.
That was the Hawaii versus
Georgia
debacle.
Oh.
Or maybe it was a debacle. Or what's the Hawaiian word for debacle? Because they only have like 12
Aloha,
letters.
I think.
They don't have enough letters to describe how many points they lost by. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to talk about bowl games with Fox Sports contributor Peter Schrager. Talk some football. And we'll go to Laura Conaway for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, what do you say we do the big story?
Well, I was just calling to quickly wish you Happy New Year and to remind you for, I'm sure, the 100th time about the caucus on Thursday, January 3rd.
You thought New Year's Eve was a hoot. How about Caucus Eve? That was a local volunteer, courtesy of KWWL News in Waterloo, Iowa, making a last-minute plea to voters to get involved tomorrow. January 3rd is the first step, but could be the last step in the state-by-state bid for some candidates. There will be phone calls and endless TV ads and appearances. This latest spot from Democratic candidate John Edwards features a choked-up, laid-off Iowa man who says Edwards is right for the job.
He grabbed my 7-year-old son by the hand. He dropped to one knee and he looked him straight in the eye. And he said, I'm going to keep fighting for your daddy's job. I promise you that. You know, that stuff sticks with you. I want a guy that's going to sit down and look a 7-year-old kid in the eye. Tell him I'm going to fight for your dad's job. That's what I want.
I hope that guy at least got paid for the commercial. Edwards may be hoping the emotional appeal will give him a boost after he dropped to a narrow third place behind Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in yesterday's Des Moines Register poll. It's the final poll before the caucuses. Iowans respect that poll in particular because it predicted John Kerry's late surge in 2004, right before the caucuses that year.
So what else does that poll say? Well, it put Barack Obama in the lead over Hillary Clinton by 7 points, the largest lead of any Democrat in the state all year. But there are a slew of other respectable polls that have Clinton and Edwards in the lead.
Get the picture? It's close, and the same is true on the GOP side. The Register shows Mike Huckabee up 6 points over Mitt Romney, 32-26%. Huckabee's been crisscrossing the state. You ever notice that's always how they travel? Never in straight lines, always crisscrossing the state. And tonight he'll take his show on the road. He's heading to L.A. for a taping of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Huckabee will be the show's first guest since it went dark 2 months ago due to the writer's strike.
Senator John McCain fell to third place in the Register's poll with just 13%. So what's a man to do? Run an ad. Perhaps a negative one. McCain's newest angle is to tout his international experience and taunt rival Mitt Romney in one of his most negative ads.
Contrasting, please. We call these ads contrast ads.
Negative ads, contrast ads, whatever your definition of is. Take a listen to McCain on Romney.
Mitt Romney says the next president doesn't need foreign policy experience. John McCain for president.
All right. Remember, though, a lot can change, although they'll probably stick with that portentous music and all the negative ads. As they say in Iowa, the only thing you could count on is the corn.
And that there are more pigs than people, which is in fact true. 17 million pigs, not quite 3 million people.
The pigs won't be caucusing. The people will. That's the BPP's big story. Now here with the unvarnished truth, the news is Laura Conaway.